This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this first Sunday in Advent. Conducting our service today is the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order copies of today's service will be given at the close of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
This is the first Sunday in Advent. Advent is to Christmas what Lent is to Easter. It is that period in the church year where our hearts are being prepared for the coming of the Christ child. My theme for today's sermon will be, Let God's Voice Be Heard. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we pray that in this holy time of the year, your voice may be heard, that it may be heard towering o'er the wrecks of time, that it may be heard amidst all the other conversation that goes on in our lives, and that we may take time to listen and to remember once again how we need to turn to you in repentance and how we need to look to you, Lord Jesus, who came to be the incarnate God, our Savior and our Lord. Speak to us this day through this worship service. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Friends in Christ. In theological language, the Bible is sometimes called holy history. It talks about God's moving in history. It is in history, and especially in this holy history, that God's voice can be heard very clearly. And I would say, blessed is a nation or individual who hears this voice and let him speak to us each day. You know, it is very easy for us to say, well, how can we ever know what God is wanting us to do? He has left behind a tremendous revelation. And in this revelation, there is no question as to what God's will is that we believe, and how we are to live. In the Old Testament, he had prophets. And the one prophet that I'd like to refer to today is a man by the name of Jeremiah. He began his ministry in 626 BC, and it lasted for 42 years. In chapter 1, we have the account of God calling Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Now the question is, was that prophet Jeremiah only speaking to Judah, the people among whom he lived? Or could it include the United States of America in the year 2006? You notice he said, "I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." There's an S on that word. So we believe that that word that God gave to Jeremiah goes not only to his people, Judah, but also to us. When Jeremiah got this word from the Lord, and you can read about it in the first chapter, he was reluctant to accept the appointment. And so he says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child." But the Lord said to Jeremiah, "Do not say, 'I am only a child.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Don't be afraid of them, for I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord." Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth, Jeremiah said. And then he said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth." Isn't that interesting? God says to this man, it's not your opinion that you are to bring to your people and the people of latter generations, but it is my word. It is my word that I will have you proclaim. I will put it on your lips. It will be in your mouth. So with that commissioning, Jeremiah went out and began to preach. Now, Judah at that particular time had gone far away from God. They wanted to have nothing to do with him. They kind of ignored him. They felt that he didn't exist, I guess, anymore. So Jeremiah comes with a message that at first some might have laughed at. Others perhaps were irritated by them. Thirdly, they said that he was not faithful to Judah and was discouraging the people. But Jeremiah went on preaching the law of God nevertheless. For example, here is one of his passages, chapter 1, verse 16. Jeremiah is saying, "God has told me to tell you, I will pronounce my judgment on my people because of their wickedness in forsaking me, in burning incense to other gods, and in worshiping what their hands have made." Now that was a message for Judah. But today I ask you, is this word applicable to us? What are our gods, friend? What do we worship? Do we worship the things of our hands, of what we were able to accomplish by our brains and our hands, and that's good enough for us? See, that's a message that comes to us in America from God today. Who is your God, America? On another occasion, Jeremiah says, "Listen, Judah, God has told me to ask you this. Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols." In other words, they have exchanged me for wooden images or whatever they might have had in those days. Well, we don't have wooden images around, at least not many of them. But do we have our idols? Does this describe America over the course of our history? From the founding of the country by the Pilgrim Fathers to our population in 2006. Did the founding fathers turn their eyes to God and give thanks to Him for all He had done to them? And if so, are we doing the same today? I know there are many who are, but I talk now as a communal group, as a nation, 3 billion or whatever it is we have. Are we turning our faces to Him? See, sometimes if you don't just cast it aside, these can be rather irritating questions. It's a law of God. And then another time, Jeremiah, and I'll summarize this, said to the people of Judah, you know, Jerusalem is going to be captured. And you will be led off to a strange land. That really got their attention. And they said, this man's mouth has got to be shut. And they put him in prison and they punished him in every way possible except death. But the day actually came that Jerusalem, this capital of Judah, was captured. It was in 586. By King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon, and the bulk of the people of Judah were carried away. These were the words that came to God. And a person on the streets of Jerusalem could say, how do we know what God wants? How do we know? And standing in their midst was a voice of God that needed to be heard then as it needs to be heard today. And it was, repent, Judah, and turn back to me. But there was also a message of hope. And this first Sunday in Advent, we have this for our text in the lectionary system. Let me read it to you. For this was supposed to be the glorious day when Jeremiah could have a smile on his face and not be the weeping prophet, and go out and say, but God's got some other good news for you. And here it is. There will come a day when the Messiah will come. In those days and at that time, I will take a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness. That pointed to Jesus. And wouldn't you think that having heard the law, that they would be anxious to say, well, okay, God says we're so very, very bad. How is he going to save us? How can he make us different? How can he make us his children to live in a personal relationship with him? And Jeremiah said, there's a branch that is coming forth from out of the line of David, and he will be the Savior. We who live on the other side of the coming of Christ in the first visitation know that that person was Jesus. He came to suffer and to die on a cross as a payment for our sins and to grant us the forgiveness of our sins if we would trust in him and bring us into a personal relationship with God. That prophecy that Jeremiah had proclaimed early, 500-600 years earlier, had now come to be. And in Bethlehem of Judea, this is where our salvation comes. It comes in the lowly birth, in the manger of a child who 33 years later died for the sins of the world. I tell you, friend, God is speaking to us through holy history as he shows us how he spoke to Israel. This is not just another history lesson. It is applicable in our day, and it is for not only Judah, but it is for our nation. And what I'd like to do is just take some of these thoughts that have been proclaimed by Jeremiah. It came from the hand of God, the voice of God, and see if we can apply them to our day and to our people. Here Jeremiah says that the Jews had turned to other gods, and then in parentheses, which are not gods. But why did you worship them and forsake me? Because of that, you will be punished. And they were punished. And Judah did go. And the nations of the world throughout history have come and gone. Now, I ask you as an American who truly loves his country, what makes us think that we will continue to exist if we continually turn our backs on God? What makes us different than other people? How can we change the Word of God to make it more comfortable for ourselves? Is God's Word not eternal? Is it not true? Is it not for all times? Why do we sometimes, even in our churches, desire to follow the false prophets? Those who would say, you got to be more upbeat. And I believe that we have to be upbeat. And it's my purpose on this program, Sunday after Sunday, to proclaim the gospel. But we have to have the law before the gospel makes any sense. And then Jeremiah says, why do you follow the false prophets? Who is a false prophet? A person who would say to you today, you're not a sinner. You are basically a very, very fine person. The person who would say to you today, you do not need a savior. If there's any saving to be done, you can do it yourself. The person who says to you today, come to church, you'll have a great time. We'll entertain you with a new gimmick every Sunday. Who are these false prophets? They are the ones who say you can get along without the absolutes. And God would say through men like Jeremiah, why have you turned your back on my law? Why don't you want your children to learn about it in school? Now, it is true the school is not a chapel, and certainly the teacher is not a chaplain, necessarily. But why should the truths not be taught such things as remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? You honor your father and your mother. You honor those who are in authority over you. Why should these truths not be taught? And yet we say, no, they can't be put up in public spaces because of a separation of church and state. It might be offensive to somebody. Why do we deny Christ as the only one who can bring us into a saving relationship with God? Well, that's clear. That's clear, isn't it? It will be offensive to other people. Why do you take life so carelessly? And I stop and think of that war that we're in at the present time. And I don't know what's right and wrong, and certainly that's not the place for us to talk about it. But I have enjoyed reading Saddam's Secrets. It's written by a Christian whose name is General George Assad. General Assad goes on to say that talking about another war, the Iran and the Iraqi war, was a disaster. It lasted for 8 months, 8 years, and everyone suffered. No one gained a thing. There were no winners. At one point, I thought they would put me in prison because I dared to ask a question no one seemed willing to ask. Okay, we fought 8 years with the Iranians, and after it was over, we decided to negotiate. And through the negotiations, each side was able to resolve hundreds of issues that were of concern to them. And then he asked a very interesting question, and this man is a Christian, by the way. Wouldn't it have been much better to have done the negotiation on the front of the war instead of the back end? It would have kept all those Iraqis and Iranians alive. More than 1 million lives could have been spared. All our lives would have been better. The economy would have been much better. And everyone would have been happier. And each one of those lives was created in the image of God. Doesn't it seem that with the importance of the individual, that it is time, let the past be the past. It's always easy with hindsight. But haven't we come to the time where instead of continue to shoot, that we find people who will sit down and in the name of God find out what is best for humanity. Can we go on in America defying God in so many different ways and expect to be blessed? In this Advent season, just days before Christmas, where we celebrate His coming, listen to His voice and pray to God that in the church, in our nation, it might be a time of spiritual awakening. Amen.
Save God for us, the heavenward road.
Holy Spirit, we pray that you will prepare our hearts for the coming of the Christ. We realize, O God, what sinners we can be. But we know that you're a big God, a loving God, and one who has redeemed us through the suffering, death, and the shedding of blood, that we might be yours forever. Come, Lord Jesus, into our hearts. Live there, and may we be motivated to move according to your will, to bury our pride and ask what you would have us do. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As we prepare to greet the Babe of Bethlehem, may your heart be filled with the expectation and jubilation of the promised Messiah. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry. We are supported by the financial gifts of those who have helped and those who want to join with us in reaching others. We are especially grateful for our Gift Every Month GEM Club members. These regular gifts sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. For your convenience, we are now able to take credit card donations by phone or mail. Your support allows us to deliver biblical truths to those who cannot attend church. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help defray production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Today's service is also available to be read or heard anytime on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, radio pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 71st year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.